Installez-vous confortablement. Vous fermez les yeux. En abaissant les paupières doucement, en signe de retrait du monde extérieur, laissez votre corps étendre sa forme sur la surface où vous êtes installé. Votre respiration s'ajuste et devient plus abdominale. Vous vous relaxez à votre rythme. Peut-être même ressentez-vous votre inspiration plus profonde que lente ou plus lente que profonde, et vous pouvez même ressentir votre inspiration encore plus profondément que lentement ou plus lentement que profondément. Pendant que votre corps continue de s'installer, vous restez à l'écoute de ma voix. Même si certains bruits parviennent à vos oreilles, des bruits extérieurs. Bruits qui s'éloignent de plus en plus, comme tout ce qui s'éloigne tranquillement et lentement, ou tout bruit qui contribue à approfondir cet état de transe hypnotique qui se poursuit naturellement. Parfois, votre conscience se promène sur les sensations de votre corps, parfois sur ma voix, sur le timbre et le rythme de ma voix. Un rythme apaisant et relaxant, et le conscient se laisse aller à la dérive, se laisse aller pleinement à cette expérience en cours. Laissez cette douce expérience parcourir votre visage, envelopper tous les muscles de votre visage, pendant que la détente gagne progressivement tous les muscles de votre corps. Simultanément, vous ressentez des sensations différentes qui se manifestent dans votre corps. Et chacune de vos respirations élimine les pensées dérangeantes, les images parasites, peut-être remplacées par une douce sensation. Une sensation de bien-être qui se poursuit dans tous les muscles de votre corps. Et au fur et à mesure de cette agréable détente, votre corps s'alourdit. Est de plus en plus lourd, et vous ressentez cette lourdeur comme l'empreinte de votre corps sur cette surface où vous êtes confortablement installé, lourde de sensations agréables, comme allégée de tracas, de soucis et d'inconfort. Bien installé dans ce calme et cette détente qui parcourt votre corps et votre esprit. Peut-être êtes-vous maintenant à choisir. Choisir de ressentir, de vous détendre, ou de vous détendre pour ressentir, ou choisir de laisser votre corps se détendre pour ressentir, en profitant du plaisir de laisser votre esprit se relaxer, en se laissant aller aux sensations, en profitant du plaisir de la relaxation que cela vous procure de vous détendre en relaxant, tandis que votre esprit et votre corps se souviennent de se relaxer encore plus profondément que le moment précédent, à moins que vous ne laissiez votre subconscient se charger d'ajuster votre niveau de détente pour accentuer cette relaxation, pour encore mieux profiter de cette profonde détente, tandis que votre corps ressent davantage de sensations. La sensation de détente poursuit sa progression vers vos bras et laisse aller tout ce qu'il y a à laisser aller dans les muscles de vos bras, vos coudes, vos avant-bras, vos poignets, vos mains et chacun de vos doigts. Vos bras deviennent de plus en plus lourds. très lourd. Une sensation d'apesanteur se fait sentir. Confortablement lourde. Vos jambes se décontractent, profondément lourdes, aussi profondément que la profondeur de votre laisser-aller, pour permettre de continuer à relaxer profondément, progressivement, vos cuisses, vos genoux, vos mollets, jusqu'à atteindre vos pieds, vos chevilles, vos talons et chacun de vos orteils qui se délasse complètement et totalement. Pendant que votre corps continue de se détendre, de se régénérer, de se réparer, de récupérer, peut-être également vous mettez en veille votre système nerveux qui se calme et régénère ses cellules complètement. Pendant que votre mental se repose, vous glissez doucement dans cette zone de conscience modifiée où les ondes cérébrales sont entièrement ralenties et vous plongez tranquillement au plus profond de vous-même, comme si vos yeux s'intériorisaient. Prenez la relève pour voir à l'intérieur et descendre encore plus bas. Vous appréciez le calme et le bien-être profond qui s'installe en vous, dans votre corps, là, mais à la fois lointain. Comme le subconscient qui régénère celui-ci. État de détente, parsemé de relaxation profonde, lente, plus profonde et plus lente. Maintenant que votre corps et votre esprit se reposent, votre subconscient est en éveil, accessible à toutes les suggestions hypnotiques que vous entendrez, comme vous m'entendrez compter de 10 à 1. Comptez doucement, tranquillement, pour vous permettre de descendre encore plus profondément. Le rythme de vos ondes cérébrales pour atteindre un rythme lent, un rythme bienfaisant, un rythme hypnotique. 10, 9, 8. Plus les chiffres rapetissent, plus les ondes ralentissent. 7, 6, 5. À mi-chemin entre l'état de relaxation et l'état hypnotique. 4, 3. À deux pas d'une transe. Une transe hypnotique. 2, 1.
Now we begin.
Present review. Glossary. The media, a medium. Broadsheets. Serious. Tabloids. A headline. headlines. Depending on, to depend on. A type of, political, usually, to report. The news, what's the news? Related to, the world. Finance, literature, entertainment. What about? To publish. A picture. A celebrity. To write. Such as. A politician. A writer. In a field. Advertising. To find. To be called. A commercial. Included. Or. In this case. To promote. Certain. A brand. An influence. On. What. People. To buy. To have cable. Foreign. A story. A rumor. Regarding. Private life. As. To watch. A channel. A program. The news. The weather report. A documentary. A talk show. A game. A series. A movie. A film. If. To like. To switch channel. By using. A remote control. On the radio. On the radio. A show. A host. Only. Other. To take calls. From. A listener. On air. Online. In streaming. A subtitle. So. To need to. To be released. To release. A site. The content. But. I can't help myself. For example. To be fond of. A detective series. When. An episode. To be scared of. A consequence. To receive. A fine. Will. To pay. I don't think about it. Maybe. Should. Can. Also. To interview. Famous. A guest. Present review. Grammar. Simple present. Positive statements. In English, if we write or speak at the present tense, we use the simple present. For the positive statements, we use the verb without to for I, you, we, they. I, you, we, they plus verb. Example. I go to the cinema. I work. I do. For the positive statements, you use the verb without to. For he, she, it. He, she, it, plus verb, plus subject. Example. She works. If the verb ends in Y, it changes into IES, eyes. Example. Cry. She cries. If the verbs end in a vowel, like O, it changes to OES, O's. Example. He does. He goes. If the verb ends in S, H, or X, we add ES, is. Example. Wash. She washes. For the negative form, you add do not. Or the contracted form, don't. For I, you, we, they. I, you, we, they plus do not don't, plus verb. Example, I do not go. I do not go to the cinema. They do not work. They don't work. For the negative form of he, she, it, you add does not, or the contracted form doesn't. He, she, it, plus does not, or doesn't, plus verb. Example, he does not go, he doesn't go. Example, I drink tea, but I don't drink coffee. She speaks Italian, but she doesn't speak Spanish. There are two ways in English to refer to what you have. To have, present of have, and have got, present perfect of get. To have. I have. You have. Negative. I do not have. You do not have. I don't have. You don't have. He, she, it has. He, she, it doesn't have. Negative. He, she, it doesn't have. We, you, they have. We, negative. We do not have. You do not have. They do not have. We don't have. You don't have. They don't have. Have got. I have got, or I've got. Negative. I have not, or I haven't got. You have got, or you've got. Negative. You have not got. You haven't got. She, he, it has got, or he, she, it has got. He, she, it has not got. Negative. He, she, it hasn't got. We have got, or we've got. Negative. We have not got. We haven't got. Positive. You have got, or you've got. You have not got. Negative. You haven't got. They have got, or they've got. Negative. They have not got. They haven't got. Example. I have a car, but I don't have a bike. Do you have time? Yes, I do. No, I don't. I have got a house. I haven't got a flat. Have you got time? Yes, I have. No, I haven't. The media. And now a dialogue between Wentworth and Sarah. Today, the press is present in different formats, on different media. Which are they?
You have broadsheets, magazines focused on a subject like politics or hobbies, and finally, tabloids. The headlines are very different depending on the type of journalism.
Political magazines usually run serious articles, reports, all news related to the world, finance, sports, literature, and entertainment. What about tabloids?
Basically, they publish pictures of celebrities. They write stories related to rumors regarding celebrities' private life.
What about TV and radio?
On TV, you can watch different channels. There are different programs: the news, the weather report, documentaries, talk shows, games, series, and movies. If you don't like a program, you can switch channels by using the remote control. On the radio,
you can hear different shows. It depends on the radio station you listen to. For example, there are shows with the host only. On other shows, the host takes calls from listeners on air. He can also interview famous guests such as politicians, artists, writers, other journalists, or specialists in a field. Is there advertising on the Is there advertising on these media?
On all media, you will find advertising. On TV and radio, they are called commercials. You also have advertising included in programs or movies. In this case, they promote certain brands. They have an influence on what people buy.
Do you have cable?
No, I don't. I watched foreign shows or movies online in streaming. Usually, they have subtitles, so I don't need to wait for them to be released in France.
Is this legal?
I know this is illegal on certain sites, depending on the content, but I can't help myself. For example, I'm fond of an American detective series, so when there is an episode online, I want to watch it.
Are you not scared of the consequences?
If I receive a fine, I will pay. I don't think about it.
Maybe you should.
The next part is a repetition sequence. We invite you to repeat each of the suggested phrases one by one.
Now we begin. The media. Wentworth. The press is present in different formats on different media. Which are they? Sarah, you have broadsheets, magazines focused on a subject like politics or hobbies, and finally, tabloids. The headlines are very different depending on the type of journalism. Wentworth. Political magazines usually run serious articles. Reports all news related to the world. Finance, sports, literature, and entertainment. What about tabloids? Sarah, basically they publish pictures of celebrities. They write stories related to rumors regarding celebrities' private life. Wentworth. What about TV and radio? Sarah, on TV you can watch different channels. There are different programs, the news, the weather report, documentaries, talk shows, games, series, and movies. Wentworth. On the radio, you can hear different shows. It depends on the radio station you listen to. Sarah, on all media, you will find advertising. On TV and radio, They are called commercials. Wentworth, do you have a cable? Sarah, no, I don't. I watch for rain shows or movies online, in streaming. Usually they have subtitles, so I don't need to wait for them to be released in France. Wentworth, is this legal? Sarah, I know this is illegal on certain sites, depending on the content. But I can't help myself. Wentworth, are you not scared of the consequences? Sarah, if I receive a fine, I will pay. I don't think about it. Wentworth, maybe you should. This lesson is now over.
You start to return to a full awakening state. When I say the number 10, you will be completely de-hypnotized. 1. 2. You feel an energizing sensation browse your body. 3. 4. You wake up slowly. Your breathing is natural. 5. 6. You take a deep breath. 7. 8. You move your hands, your feet, your legs. You stretch your body. 9. 10. Gently lift your eyelids. You open your eyes, and you're now completely de-hypnotized.